praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity to come into your cars, the homes, however you're tuning in to us by the way of the broadcast. We're so glad that you're tuning in. Yes, WWBC. Come on, 1510 on your radio station. We're glad to have you being here with us this morning. We're grateful. And it's another opportunity. Shall we go to the word in a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. We thank you now, God, because your word is true and your word is everlasting. We thank you now, Father, for we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, it's about time for your miracle. Just stand on in here. Stand on here. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, and he will keep you. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. We want to thank God for our church mothers. Amen. We thank God for all our elders and evangelists, prophets, and all of you that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I want to thank God for all of you. Listen, we want to thank God for all of you had come out last week to the revival with Pastor Davis. Amen. Church of Tomorrow. We want to thank you. We was there last week. God blessed us. And we thank God for you, you and you that came over from far and near. We just thank God that you came out. Oh, my God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Excuse me. That God has done and had did. Amen. On last week in that revival. We want to thank God for you. Praise our God. Again, thank God for you, Pastor Deborah Davis, in Church of Tomorrow. Amen. Oh, my God. Yes, 406 Main Street, where we was last week in the presence of God. We're so grateful to have you and being with us at that time. I want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up, because he's still able to do a scene of all we think or ask. Yes, amen. I want you to know he's with you. Don't worry. Don't fret. God is with you. Be of good courage, because he will strengthen your heart and he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I want you to know we're with you. We're praying for you all. Pray that God will see you through. All right, listen. Again, we want to send out a condolence to the bereaved families, those that are going through the bereavement hour. We want to send out our prayers and our condolence to you. Radio announcer, Sister Betty Evans, and the passing of her husband. We want to send out our condolences to the Evans families. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for you all that God will see you through, bring you out, and be with you as you walk through this time of bereavement in your life. Amen. And those of you that are going through bereavement, we are praying for you also. Once again, we want to thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Listen, get ready. Get ready. There is something great is going to happen this month. Oh, my God. We are looking forward to this great celebration. We are going to be in our church anniversary celebration. Praise our God. We are going to be there, and we are going to be there celebrating. Amen. What God has done down through the years, not to lift me up, lift us up, but it's going to be celebrating what God has done in the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. It has been 31 years. Praise our God. 31 years. God has blessed us in this church where we're at, in the place where we're at, with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I want to see you. I want to see you there. You're going to hear more about it starting on the 30th, going all the way to June. So you're going to hear more about this. Yes, praise our God. We got dynamic speakers. We'll be coming in every night. Oh, my God, you do not want to miss it. So you're going to hear more about it. You're going to hear more about it. So we want you to know that we're with you, and we're going to be looking to see you. Amen. Again, I want to back up and send out our condolences. Amen. To Dexter Woods and his family and his brothers and everybody, amen, in the passing of their sister, Gay Gay. We want to, in those that know her, we want to send out our condolences to this family, amen, the Shivers family. We want to send out our condolences to you. We are praying for you that God will see you through this difficult time also. Yes, again, I know God can, and I know he will. No matter what it looks like, God is with us. He will see us through. Praise our God. You got to hold your head up high. You got to know that you know that God is with you. No matter what state you're in, no matter what you're going through, you got to know God is with you. Hold your head up high because he's with you. He said, I'll be with you to the end. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So I want you to be encouraged today. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. We've all gone through some storms. We've all had some times in our lives. But guess what? He's been there. He's been there through the storm. He's been there in the fire. And he's with us. He brought us. He's bringing us. And he will continue to bring us through. So don't go through life feeling like you all alone. You have help today. You have hope today. God is with you, my brother, my sister. He's with you. So guess what? All you got to do is have faith in God and believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He will bring you out. He will make a way out of no way. He will open up doors. Yes, he will. He will close doors that need to be closed. God can do it. We must believe that he can, and he will, and he's able to do it. Let me tell you something. I'm not here to lift up the enemy. That's not what I come to do today. I don't even discuss him that much because he already know he defeated. But you got to let the devil know that no weapon that you try to come up against me with shall prosper. Because that's what the word said. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. So it can try to form, but guess what it's not going to do? One thing it's not going to do. It's not going to prosper. It's not going to overtake you. It's not going to overthrow you. Come on, because God's word is his bond towards you. So what you have to do as a believer, what you have to do as a Christian, you have to take this word and apply it to the circumstance or the situation in your life. You got to know that you know that the word works. Come on. Hallelujah. It works for you if you just trust him. It works for you if you just believe him. It works for you. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. So if we speak this word for salvation, or we speak this word just throughout the day, it is going to work for you. The word work for you, not against you. Oh my goodness, I like that. Alma said, the word work for you, not against you. See, because what the word is now, right now, not tomorrow, not next week, it's right now. So what you got to do is apply the word to your situation, your circumstances right now, and believe God. For he told us in the word, we walk by faith and not by sight. So the word is already there. The word is ready for you, waiting for you to put it into action. You cannot walk in this word and do not get no results. You can walk in the word and get results of the word. Come on. Because what the Bible says in the word of God, he said his word is quick, sharp. Come on, any two-edged sword going in, cutting to the joint and the marrow and the joints of the bones. So this is what his word is. When you apply the word of God to any circumstance, a situation in your life, you must know as a believer, come on, that it's going to work, because his word will go out, but it will not return unto him for it. We are talking about the word today. It will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. I'm reminded of the centurion man. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But all I want you to do is what? Send, speak the word. Send the word. speak the word. And he said this, I know that my spirit will be made whole. So you got to know when you're going through this circumstance, situation, whatever it may be, you got to know that the word is already, hallelujah, working on your behalf. Come on. You can't give up in this hour. You can't give up, my friend, in this hour. You cannot give up in this hour. Come on. When a runner, if they're in a race, they never give up. They never quit till they get to the finishing line. A winner never quit. A loser never wins. And we always giving up in the middle of a test that we're in. That test had what? Defeated us. And there's no defeat in God. There's no failure in God. I'm telling you, my friend, my brother, my sister, you may be driving along right now, listening to, under the sound of my voice on this radio, or you're watching by social media here. I come to tell you this morning, your miracle is now. Your healing is now. Your salvation is now. Whatever you need, it is now, according to the word of God. If you can believe his word and take him at his word, if you can walk and stop looking at the circumstances in the situation you in, if you can walk this out by faith, come on. When you're in the middle of a test in the natural, we've all been in school, some of us still in school, college, whatever, online, whatever. When you are in the middle of a test, you can't stop. Sometimes you feel, oh, I'm not for sure. Is this the correct answer? You're uneasy about it. So you go back and you read it again, or you look at it again. But then you go with it. Okay, I'm going to go with this. So what are you saying? So in the spirit realm, I'm in the middle of a test. But I'm not going to look at this from what the enemy is trying to throw at me. I see victory. I know I'm coming out. I know I'm healed. I know I'm delivered. I know I have what I've asked of God in prayer. Come on. Because he said in his word, if we ask anything in his name and don't doubt in our heart, it shall what be unto us. So if you are a believer today and you're going through some circumstance, situations in your life that you cannot, you can't bring yourself out of it. You got to allow God to do it. But you got to believe his word. Because his word is quick, powerful. You got to believe his word. Because he took his word and he formed. He took his word and he made. Come on, he spoke word into existence. So you have to speak things into existence, calling those things which be not as though they were, according to the word of God. According to what's on these pages, according to what you are putting into the atmosphere, the words that you're putting into the atmosphere, what they're doing, taking shape, form, size. Come on. Hallelujah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I have a sound mind. I'm an overcomer. I am healed. I am delivered. I'm walking this thing out by faith, and I'm walking it out through the word of God. Come on. Amen. I'm reminded of Job. Job said this. All the days of my appointed time, I am going to wait till my change come. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to rely on the word of God. Because guess what? He is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I'm going to say it again. Right here. It said, be not weary in well doing. You shall reap if you faint not. So what you're going to do? I'm holding on to the word. What you're going to do? I'm speaking the word. I'm walking in the word. I'm resting in the word. Come on. I'm delighting myself in him. I'm depending on the word of God, because the word of God will not fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word will stand forevermore. Hold your head up, because you're walking. Hold your head up, because you're coming to a miracle. You're in a miracle. You're in a blessed place. You're not in a place of destroy. You're not in a place in your mind. You're not in a place, a time in your life where you feel that, oh, you're just there. You ain't going to make it. You're not there by yourself. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. I'll be with you, what, until the end. Unto the end of the earth, the world. And it ain't yet. Just because you're in a circumstance, situation that you're in, you feel you can't make it. You feel you're all alone. But I come to tell you today. I come to tell you with good news, breaking news, breaking news. Tell somebody, type it on the screen, breaking news. God is still in the healing business. He's still in the saving business. He's still in the deliverance business. He will do it for you, but you got to do what? Continue speaking his word. Continue walking in his word. Continue delighting yourself in him. Come on, continue to seek his face, because he's a God. He's a God that cares. He's a God that can bring you out. He's a God that can deliver you. Praise God. God bless all of you that's on the line. Bless you, Sister Little. God bless you. Thank God for you to tuning in today. Praise God. I want you to know today that he's still able to do it. God bless you, Sister Kendra. Praise our God. Hallelujah. He wants you to be able to trust him. Take him at his word. When you can't take nobody else at their word, take God at his word. And he'll bring you out. Take God at his word and he'll see you through. Hold on to the horns of the altar. I always said, hold on to the horns of the altar with everything you got. Hold on. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Cynthia. God bless you. Hallelujah. There is something in the midst of holding on. Come on. You know, it says, tie a knot in it and hold on. Tie a knot in the rope and hold on. Tie a knot in his word and hold on to his word. Walk in his word. Rest in his word. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to praise God right there where you at. Come on. Because I'm telling you, there's situations, circumstances on all of us look like it's going to overthrow us and try to take us off. But it cannot penetrate the word of God. It cannot overthrow you because of the word of God that's in you. Breaking news, good news. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that the battle that you're in, the situation that you're in, there is nothing too hard for God. Just stay the course. Don't be weary. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy, come on, that's right, breaking news. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you're in this and you're all alone. The word of God is there with you. He will bring you out. This is, I get joy talking about the word. I get happy talking about the word of God. When the storms of life come up against you, and it's beating up against you, you're not going to drown. You're not going to be wet. You're going to come out victorious because you got the word. You got who? You got the power, the authority of the word of God in you, around you. Thank you, Jesus. I get happy talking about the word of God. Excuse me. So today, I want you to believe it with everything in your heart. Today, I want you to stand up and decree and declare in your spirit that you will have a great day today. The day, this morning, this afternoon, the midnight, where you will have a wonder. The enemy cannot penetrate the word of God. He cannot match the word of God. He can't stand up to the word of God. Use the word. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. 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 Listen, you may be listening to me and you may say, Apostle, I don't know. I'm in this and it seems like I ain't coming out. I got so much going on. I don't know what to do. I got news for you. Your miracle is right at the door. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your confession. And I'm telling you, he that will come shall come. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about that the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a mighty, mighty, mighty man. And he will deliver you. He will set you free. He will open up doors. Hallelujah. Not only will he open up doors, he'll make your enemies your footstool. Come on. You know, we read it. We read it. Do we believe it? The Lord is, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. That's his word. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, do I walk in the valley of shadow death. I will fear what no evil. This is word. This is word. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that do what they comfort me. That's his word. Thou preparest a table before me. Oh my, a spread. Some of y'all know how you have to reach back and stir you up. Hallelujah. He prepared a spread on that table. Don't worry about your enemies. Just worry about the word. He prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. I want you to know your enemies can come to the table. But God gonna take care of you. Your enemies can say things that ain't even necessary to be said about you. It ain't true. But God gonna take care of you. My time is coming, getting pretty close here. But I want you to be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. The engineer's coming in to let me know my time is up. But guess what? He said, I'll never leave you, nor would I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. And what? My cup, this is his word. Your cup runneth over. It run over. It's no like. It's no drought in the word. Everything you need is in the word of God. Everything you need is at the table. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. Come on. What a word. Shall follow me all the days of my life. You got to dwell in there. You got to stay in the presence. You got to stay in the word of God. Allow the word to get in you, and you get in the word. You may say, well, apostle, I don't know Christ, Jesus Christ, in the pardon of my sins. It's simple. Simple. You don't have to do nothing. No long drawn out thing. He said, if thou would believe in thy heart, confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. If you did that and you said that with me, come on, guess what happened? You are now born into the family. This royal family. Royal priesthood family. You have been adopted into this family now. So I want you to try to find you somewhere that's teaching the word, preaching the word. Get in there so you can grow. My brother, my sister. Listen, I got to go. I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. He was trained very well, the engineer. 2 minutes. And in these 2 minutes, I want you to know, guess what? What is it, apostle? Your miracle is at your door. Believe God. Walk in it. Don't let the enemy make you doubt God. Because guess what? He's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. Be of good courage. Listen, again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. If you want to get in contact with me, you'll hear more about it going off an induction coming going off. Amen. You can write us at P.O. Box 65. Come on. Titusville, Florida. Amen. Zip code 32781. You can make it, my friend. You can make it, my sister, brother. Again, we want you to be of good courage. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Don't fear. Don't fret. Let the devil know you don't have the victory over me. I have the victory over you. Come on. Amen. 1 minute. 1 minute left. God bless all of you again on social media. God bless you. God bless you, all you out there in radio land. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to see you in the move of God in one of our services. We look to see you in one of them. If not all of them, try one of them. And I guarantee you, your life will never be the same. My time is come and gone. God bless you. And that's my prayer.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.